This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hour number four of VSiN Prime Time, and what a fun evening it has been as the Murray State Racers, Matt Eumanns, are headed to the Super Regional as they are now the, I believe, 10th four seed to make it to the Super Regionals, but it's the third straight year we've had a four seed reach the Super Regionals. Murray State this year, Evansville last year, Oral Roberts, who made the magical run to Omaha back in 2023, South Florida did it in 2021 as well. So a four seed headed to the Super Regionals as they will take on Duke. Murray State, who is up 12-3 over Ole Miss, held on for dear life, and they won 12-11. So the Racers headed to the Super Regional, and they join a pretty exclusive fraternity, just the 10th four seed to make it to the Super Regionals. But maybe, Matt, we'll get an 11th, as Little Rock right now is up 5-1 on LSU in the top of the third inning.
Let's go Little Rock. Tim, would you rather see the upset right now and have LSU get knocked out, or LSU come back in this game and give you some hope to cover that 5.5?
There's nothing worse than hope, man. There's nothing worse than hope.
Well, first of all, I think you're 5.5. I don't want to say it's dead.
It's toast.
A long way to go in a baseball game. LSU could come back and win this game 15-5. You're not dead. But if LSU's not going to cover the 5.5, you probably want LSU to lose.
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I would. I would like to see it. I think as a sports fan, and if you like
underdogs, you got to root for the underdogs.
I mean, this story, and once again, I hope it, if they win, I hope it gets the justice that it should deserve. And I know it's the week of the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Final, but this is magical, what we're seeing from this Little Rock team who lost the first game of the series, yeah, of this. I mean, Murray State beat Ole Miss in the first game, and then they got knocked off last night, and then they come back to win. Little Rock lost the first game, had to win four games in 3 days, and right now they lead 5-1 in the top of the third inning. And right now, Matt, -140 on the money line. LSU still the betting favorite in the top of the third inning, down 4 runs, as they were as high at some shops as -3,000. They closed around -1,800 here at Circa. Last night, the run line was 7.5 in a game in which they won, lost LSU 10-4.
Anyway. I know. That's a great story. It's Cinderella stories, and it's not just one. There's multiple Cinderella stories here with the college baseball in the first week. And if you're laying these big prices with the big favorites, that has not been a great strategy.
It is not. Once again, to reiterate what we've seen so far, as only 2 regionals left to wrap up. We've got the Hattiesburg Regional, Southern Miss, and Miami right now. This was a best bet from Aaron Moore earlier in the show, as he liked Miami +1.5. Miami leads 1-0 right now. Southern Miss still the betting favorite in that one at -154. And we've seen Vanderbilt, Texas, Georgia, Ole Miss, Clemson, and Oregon all eliminated, 6 of the top 16 seeds. And we could potentially see half of the top 16 seeds all eliminated. LSU right now in trouble against Little Rock, and Southern Miss losing to Miami.
One more college baseball note, because you asked me earlier, or we were talking about what happened to Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah.
Remember when Fullerton was a baseball power? Augie Garrido, that's your answer, because I was looking back through the championship teams. Fullerton won the College World Series in 1979. Augie Garrido was the head coach. 1984, Fullerton won again. Augie Garrido, the head coach. Fullerton, 1995. Augie Garrido, again, the head coach for Cal State Fullerton. Guess what happens, Tim? Augie Garrido leaves Cal State Fullerton. And Texas wins it, coached by Augie Garrido in 2002. Texas wins again in 2005. Augie Garrido, the coach. So he built that Cal State Fullerton baseball powerhouse, and he went to Texas, won a couple titles. Fullerton did win it in 2004 with George Horton as a head coach. So that was the last time Cal State Fullerton won, but I remember, just like you, when Cal State Fullerton was a college baseball powerhouse.
You know what's funny, Matt, is you think back to Arizona State. They're in the regional this year. They used to be a powerhouse in baseball.
First thing you think of when you think Arizona State baseball, what is it?
Pat Murphy?
Barry Bonds?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I guess that would be better.
Pat Murphy.
Well, I've got his Wikipedia page up right now. the now manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, last year's NL Manager of the Year, once upon a time was the head coach of Arizona State. Won the national championship in 2000. I don't know if he won the national championship, led him to the College World Series in 07 and 09. And he was Craig Counsell's coach at Notre Dame. And that's why Counsell had him on his bench. And then when Counsell left to go to the Cubs, the Brewers hired Pat Murphy. And speaking of the Brewers, won their eighth straight game tonight. They beat the Reds by a final score of 3-2. Matt, about to get underway, our VSiN primetime game of the night. We've been so busy, we haven't circled back to our game of the night, which is about to start up. The Dodgers and the Mets. You saw the Dodgers in person on Sunday, last night, as the New York Yankees got the final game of that three-game series. Dustin May will take the hill for the Dodgers against Paul Blackburn of the New York Mets, making his first start of the season. And right now, the Dodgers here at Circa, a minus 152 favorite. Total seen a little bit of over money come in, Matt, as it's gone from 9 to 9.5, juiced under minus 120. So that is our game of the night about to get underway. Dodgers and Mets.
Yeah, I didn't play side or total. Just don't have enough faith in the Dodgers laying this price. Mookie Betts, I believe, still out of the lineup, right? He stubbed his toe last week, fractured his toe at home, didn't play in the weekend series against the Yankees. Dustin May has not been that sharp recently. At home, he's been a little bit better. And five starts at home over 27 innings. He's allowed 9 earned runs. He's got an ERA of 2.96 at home. But I've watched most of Dustin May's past five starts. Dodgers are 2-3 in those starts, and I don't think he's been especially sharp. So it's a little bit of a – is this a hangover spot too, Tim? Because
maybe.
The weekend series with the Yankees was so hyped. Sunday night baseball, everything that went on with the hype of that series. Now the Mets come to town. Could be a bit of a flat spot, but I don't know. Just it's a tricky handicap. Nothing jumped out to me. I didn't want to play the plus price here on the Mets at 136. I thought the Dodgers actually would be a little bit bigger favorite tonight, but Dustin May's been a little bit too shaky for me to back here.
Dave Roberts did tell reporters a couple hours ago, Matt, Mookie Betts is available to pinch hit late in the game if the need arises.
Obviously, the toe is not healed enough. It's a fractured toe. It's not going to be healed anyway. If you fractured it last week, you got to play with the pain. But Mookie Betts not ready to play the field and not ready to be a day-to-day player for the Dodgers. And I think that's a big loss in the lineup. I'm telling you, one thing that jumps out to me, you got two of the best left-handed hitters in baseball at the top of the Dodgers lineup at Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. That's pretty obvious. Freeman right now batting about 365. Shohei, what's Shohei got, 21 homers on the season?
So 21 or 22, somewhere in that range.
So they got two of the best left-handed hitters, and Max Muncy hit a homer yesterday, another strong lefty. Dodgers don't have a lot of great right-handed bats. When you take Mookie Betts out, they don't have a lot of right-handed power in that lineup. In fact, the bottom half of the lineup is not going to strike fear into you when you look at the Dodgers lineup on paper.
This tweet from Matt Grissom. If Little Rock holds on to win, we will only have a maximum of two SEC teams in Omaha. Because remember, Arkansas and Tennessee play each other in the Super Regional. So one is guaranteed in, but obviously one will be eliminated. And then Auburn will be playing Coastal Carolina, Matt. So there is a chance that we only see one SEC team. If this result holds, and we got a lot of baseball to be played down there, and we're talking Johnny Holstaffs for both of these teams playing their fourth game in as many days down there for Little Rock. I believe it is their fifth game. Yeah, their fifth game. So certainly that is where we look there. But there is a chance that this could be quite the upset brewing there as Little Rock up 5-1 right now, but two men in scoring position for the LSU Tigers here with two outs in this inning. By the way, apparently at one point I did say when we were talking about Ole Miss, apparently as Ace Rothstein let me know, I may have dropped an Oxford, Ohio in there, not Oxford, Mississippi.
Is that right?
I guess I have Miami of Ohio on my brain. That is, of course, the home of
Miami of Ohio. I think it's self-explanatory that Ole Miss is not in Oxford, Ohio.
Yeah.
Anyway, talking about Arizona State baseball, Barry Bonds. How about Reggie Jackson, too? Talk about some of the great players who played for Arizona State over the years. Barry Bonds, Jim Palmer, Reggie Jackson, Dustin Pedroia.
Decent players that have come out of Tempe.
Some other big names there, too, but you got to start with Barry Bonds and Reggie Jackson.
Matt, how about this offer Derek Stevens and company have put together for folks? It's available right now, the all-in summer package. So maybe you're coming out to sign up for Circa Millions or Circa Survivor. Well, guess what? All-in price, $400 here at Circa this summer, all the way through September 4th. That includes a two-night hotel stay, $100 dining credit, $100 beverage credit, and a day bet at stadium swim. $400, resort fees and taxes included. This limited-time offer is available until September 4th. Don't miss out. Lock in your all-in summer package now at Circa Las Vegas.
LSU won the College World Series in 2023, LSU was College World Series champ. SEC has won the past five. Now, there was no College World Series in 2020 because of the COVID jam, but Tennessee, LSU, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Vandy, the last five SEC teams, win the College World Series. And if you bet that prop on the SEC to win, you got to be sweating right now because it's not looking good.
LSU has loaded the bases in the top of the third. They trail 5-1. It is VSIN Primetime.
This is VSIN Primetime on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're a fan of Cinderella, Little Rock gets out of a bases-loaded jam in the top of the third inning. To the bottom of the third we go. The Little Rock Trojans leading LSU 5-1 with a berth to the Super Regional on the line in Baton Rouge. And right now, the DraftKings live line, Matt, a pick'em between LSU and Little Rock.
Let's go, Little Rock.
Bottom of the third inning.
Room for the underdog to pull the upset here.
Murray State, once again, getting the win earlier today. I want to read you a tweet before we get some more updates. Ben Upton, who does a really good job covering college baseball for 11.7. He's the co-founder of that. He said this about Murray State, who is on to the Super Regionals to face Duke. He said, "This isn't a Cinderella team. Murray State's the real deal. Led by one of the best coaching staffs in the country, 41-14 overall, Missouri Valley regular season and tournament champs. They ain't done yet." That is true. They will take on Duke in the Super Regionals as Duke trying to get back to the College World Series for the first time since the early 60s. Matt, let's update the VSIN Primetime Game of the Night. Chavez Ravine, where you were last night. Dustin May, my ginger brother, on the hill and not off to a great start for Dustin May.
Dustin May's got an ERA over 8 in the first inning this season. That's something you got to get if you like to bet first inning runs. Yep. And guess what? It happened again. Francisco Lindor hit a leadoff homer tonight, and the Mets up 1-0. Juan Soto comes to the plate, batting about 230 with a runner on first, and Soto grounds into a double play. Rally killer, but the Mets do get a run in the top of the first to lead the Dodgers, who went off here at Circa minus 155. Total 9.5 in that game at Dodger Stadium. Logan Webb has been outstanding at home. Not so great on the road tonight. Logan Webb, a big favorite. Padres Giants open a series in San Francisco. It looks like that game is scoreless right now. Giants closed 178 as favorites. And one more game on the West Coast. Luis Severino, former Yankee, former Met, going for the Sacramento A's tonight. Scoreless game in the first. Minnesota closed a 152 favorite. And what did you say? The A's have lost?
Since
16 of the last 17, something like that. What was the number?
Since May 13th, they are 1-17. They've lost six straight.
Six straight and 1-17.
1-17 since May 13th. They were above 500 on May 13th. They were 22-20, and now they're 23-37.
Uh-huh. Did have a big upset tonight if you missed it. Colorado Rockies win game number 10.
Way to go, Rockies.
Miami Marlins went off minus 220 at some places, and Rockies get to win 6-4. Comeback win for the Rockies, who were down 3-1 in that game.
And if you want to bet against the Rockies tomorrow, Sandy Alcantara, who has not been Cy Young Sandy Alcantara this year, but still the Marlins, a minus 180 favorite. And if you do think that the Marlins do what the Yankees did to the Rockies after their loss, plus 120 on the run line there. Quick update from the Hattiesburg Regional. The other game going on right now, Southern Miss is the 16 seed, the final national seed in the regionals. And they did tie it up against Miami. They're a $1.66 favorite right now, are the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. Once again, the Cinderella story that is going on right now, the Little Rock Trojans, as high as I believe 11 or 12 to 1 dog earlier in the day, took some money on that price, but it is 5-1 right now as Little Rock has the lead over LSU. Bottom of the third inning in Baton Rouge.
We know there was some sharp money on the underdog in this game tonight.
Yep,
and LSU a 5.5 run favorite.
What moron would ever lay 5.5 runs with LSU?
You would never do that.
No,
would you?
I would never do that. It would be dumb.
Little Rock up 5-1, and that's the end of the third. We'll say that the we have to mention this. Mike Trout hit a bomb tonight. Six-run first inning for the Angels. They barely held on to win that game 7-6 over the Red Sox at Fenway Park. So the Angels did close that out. That game is now final. And bottom of the second in San Francisco, I just mentioned Logan Webb. He made it through the first two scoreless innings. Padres are in some trouble right now. Bottom of the second, Giants have bases loaded and no outs.
Also tonight, the Milwaukee Brewers, the hottest team in baseball, Matt. They've now won 8 in a row. They were a slight dog tonight. Some shops, including Circa, went off as a pick'em, but the Brewers get a 3-2 win. Christian Yelich hitting another homer. He had a big weekend hitting a grand slam. He was the NL Player of the Week, and Christian Yelich kipped it up today with a homer as the Brewers win 3-2. I want to get back to the NBA Finals. We'll discuss some early thoughts on the Finals coming up bottom of the hour. But Matt, you and I got a text on Friday night from our good friend Matt Grill, trading manager over at DraftKings, saying, hey, lines are out. Game of the year lines. DraftKings put up 65 game of the year lines in addition to week zero and week one, which they had already posted, Matt. So I wanted to run through these, just kind of throw them out there. I haven't bet any of these. I know Paul Stone was on with Mitch and Paul earlier today. He had some thoughts on some of these game of the year lines. But week two, Matt, Michigan travels to Norman, Oklahoma. Very intriguing quarterback matchup, as maybe it'll be Bryce Underwood. Will it be Mikey Keene from Michigan? I would bet that it is Bryce Underwood, but who knows? And then John Mateer, the transfer from Washington State in Oklahoma, a slight home favorite against the Wolverines, primetime down in Norman, Oklahoma. Also in September, Matt, Georgia laying 5.5 at Tennessee. This is a big number. Texas A&M, who opened the season last year as a slight favorite against the Irish, lost that game 23-13. They're catching 7 in primetime there in South Bend. Alabama, a 4-point dog at Georgia. LSU, a 2.5-point dog at Ole Miss. And then a big one in Happy Valley, Matt. It'll be a whiteout. It was announced a primetime game on NBC. Oregon, 3.5-point underdog at Penn State.
Well, first of all, you got two Georgia games on that list. Georgia, 5.5-point favorite at Tennessee. Georgia, a 4-point home favorite against Alabama. With Carson Beck moved on to Miami, what is Georgia's quarterback outlook?
Gunnar Stockton is the guy that apparently they're going to roll with. And if you saw the semifinal or quarterfinal, I should say, against Notre Dame, I don't think you came away all that inspired by Gunnar Stockton. I
mean, he's a good quarterback. He's not great. He's who is the quarterback? I'm drawing a blank.
Stetson Bennett.
Stetson Bennett. He kind of reminds you of a poor man's Stetson Bennett.
A little more mobile. But yeah, Stetson Bennett could get out and go. I mean, the thing is, they got to put more. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, we know how great they have been recruiting, Matt. The skill, the the skill position players last year for Georgia were underwhelming.
That's true.
ETN was banged up. The wide receivers weren't very good. So, yeah, we will see. But Tennessee.
I will be tempted to play Tennessee in that game.
There are a couple spots that I think scream Matt Eumanns, and I think they come in October. But, yeah, the couple games that jumped out to me, Texas A&M catching a full touchdown against Notre Dame. We'll see what the Irish are week one when they go down to South Beach to take on Miami. Very intriguing game. We know that line right now has Notre Dame as a 2.5-point favorite, mm-hmm. and a lot of it stems on the quarterback play. What is Carson Beck going to be for Miami, and what is CJ Carr, more than likely, going to be for the Irish? All right, we'll go to October, Matt. We've got a couple home dog spots here, and one that screams your name. How about Florida catching 7.5 against Texas at the Swamp the week before Red River? A little look-ahead spot there for the old Texas Longhorns before they take on Oklahoma. Catching a touchdown and a hook there are the Florida Gators with DJ Lagway.
You know, I don't like the coach, Sunbelt Billy, but he did rebound last year and had a strong finish. DJ Lagway was a big part of that. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a Heisman candidate showdown, by the way. Arch Manning, DJ Lagway in that Texas-Florida game at the Swamp on October 4th. I'm probably going to buy in on this Texas team for the first time in a while. I was not a Quinn Ewers guy. I think Arch Manning's going to be the real deal, but 7.5 at the Swamp and more than a touchdown. Might be looking at the Gators as
home dogs. Could be a primetime game, too.
In that spot, oh, it's got to be. That's one of the best games of the first 2 months.
Yeah, that'll be
one of the best games of the entire season. First of all, I think both those guys, Arch Manning's a Heisman favorite. DJ Lagway's live at about 25 or 30 to 1.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. Also, in the month of October, the Cignetti boys, Indiana, catching 2 touchdowns in Eugene. A little more challenging schedule this year for Indiana and company as they go out to Eugene in early October. Good quarterback matchup in the Big 12, man, October 11th, as you've got Sam Levitt and the Arizona State Sun Devils reigning Big 12 champions at Utah, and boy do I love me some Devin Dampier. That should be a fun one there. Utah, a slight home favorite. I want to jump ahead, Matt, because the third Saturday in October is always a big one. Tennessee at Alabama, and then the week after Tennessee plays Alabama. Remember, Alabama lost that game a year ago. Alabama heads to Columbia, South Carolina to take on Lenora Sellers and the Gamecocks. South Carolina right now in the game of the year lines, the week after Alabama hosts Tennessee, Gamecocks catching 7.5 at home.
That's one thing. I feel like Alabama's going to be better. A little bit disappointing, tied where last season, but man, this schedule's tough.
Yes, it is. Yeah. One of the toughest schedules in the country. A couple more thoughts on these game of the year lines and also get you back to the NBA Finals. It is VSIN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We keep it rolling here on a Monday night. It is VSiN Primetime alongside Matt Eumanns. I'm Tim Murray. We have two more regional finals going on right now with berths to the super regionals on the line. Miami has just taken a 2-1 lead over Southern Miss. That game in the top of the fifth inning. Southern Miss, the 16 seed and the host down there in Hattiesburg. Miami trying to advance on where they would face Louisville. And I don't know who would be the host in that one because, of course, Vanderbilt, the one seed, has been eliminated. So that would be TBD on the host there. But, Matt, the story that we continue to keep our eyes on, top of the fourth inning, the Little Rock Trojans, a team that was under 500 in their conference at 8-16. They have won 3 straight games, all as massive underdogs. And right now they lead by 4 runs trying to knock off LSU in a second straight game and advance to the Super Regional. So this would be quite the upset. We'll keep our eyes on that one. Our VSiN Primetime Game of the Night, Matt, started off with a bang as Francisco Lindor took Dustin May deep on the, I don't know if it was the first pitch, but it was the first at bat of the game. And that is where we sit right now. 1-0 is the score. Mets with the lead. Live line in Mets Dodgers right now. Dodgers still a slight favorite at -120 as that game right now in the top of the second inning.
Yeah, I mentioned the Giants had bases loaded in the second against the Padres. Bases loaded, no outs, did not score. If you bet the Giants, that's pretty depressing right there. You get the bases juiced, no outs, and you can't score. Had a fielder's choice grounder to third, and then a ground. Ramos grounded into a double play. So that's how the Giants managed to get out of the get out of the second inning without any runs with a bases loaded situation. If you bet the Giants, Tim, you would be very frustrated. You might be tweeting angrily.
Nope.
About
new Timmy
having the bases loaded, no outs, and can't score. By the way, LSU's got two runners on and one out. It's 5-1 Little Rock, and this is another important juncture in the game here. LSU's got to come up with a hit with a runner in scoring position. And the live line at this point at DraftKings, LSU -115.
Wow.
And
they had just loaded the bases also in the third inning, got no runs. So LSU coming up empty here in a number of spots. They were held to four runs last night with a win last night over Little Rock as a -3,500 favorite. We wouldn't be playing right now. They would have advanced on. And instead, we've got a winner-take-all situation in Baton Rouge. And Little Rock got off to a great start as they lead 5-1. A true Cinderella story potentially brewing down there in Baton Rouge with the winner of the Ohio Valley Conference, a team that finished eighth place out of 10 teams in the OVC. Wild. Just wild. I want to wrap up the college football game of the year lines. These aren't all of them. You can head over to DraftKings. They have 65 game of the year lines in addition to week zero and week one lines up right now over at DK. And taking a look at November, Matt, I pulled out a handful of these and we could run through them real quickly. November 1st, how about Penn State at Ohio State? A game that you might have
I don't want to talk about last year's game.
First and goal from the one?
No, they didn't score, did they? That's like having the bases loaded with no outs and you can't score.
Andy Koltnicki is your buddy.
Some of the worst play calling you've ever seen in your life. I'm not a Penn State fan. I was a Penn State better, and that just made you sick.
At DraftKings, this courtesy of Julian Edlow, Penn State early action, 50% of tickets, but 92% of handle on the Nittany Lions in that game at the Shoe on November 1st. Speaking of LSU, they are a team that is struggling right now on the diamond. How will they be on the field? They're catching 7 at Alabama November 8th, which is always a fun one. Look, you mentioned it. Alabama's schedule, and Matt, I'll say this real quickly about Alabama. They've got questions at the quarterback position. What will Ty Simpson be? He was in the system last year.
Are we sure it's going to be Ty Simpson?
We are not sure it's going to be Ty Simpson as LSU loads the bases again here against Little Rock. But how about this, Matt? They've got a non-conference schedule this year that if it was 3 years ago would be horrifying.
I know.
At Florida State to open the season and then home to Wisconsin. But right now, you're looking at a team in Florida State that, win total, I think, of 5.5. Wisconsin, Luke Fickell might be fired this year. So it is a schedule that could be much more challenging than it is. But Alabama, a team that I think many think could have a bounce-back season. And even though, Matt, if they beat Vanderbilt or Oklahoma as a 24 or 14-point favorite, they're in the college football playoff a year ago. And even they might have still been in if SMU takes care of business against Clemson in the ACC championship.
No question. I like Kalen DeBoer a lot as a coach. We don't know what Alabama is going to look like at the quarterback position. What is he going to get if Ty Simpson's going to be the guy, if he can hold on to the job. But, I would be hesitant to bet Crimson Tide futures because this schedule – is going to be a gauntlet for Alabama, even though, like you said, Florida State, Wisconsin, not the challenges that they have presented in the past when you look at those two teams. The SEC schedule for Florida State, or for Alabama, here we go, big hit here for LSU.
Is that going to clear the bases?
Might be a bases-clearing double, and it is.
Wow.
It goes from 5-1 to 5-4, so LSU right back in this game, two out. three-run double. How probably about that? Got the big hit that time.
You could have got minus 110 just a little while ago. Yep. What's the live line
minus
now?
Minus 450.
There you go. Boom.
Anyway, Alabama's schedule, just the SEC part of it, is so difficult. I think Alabama's going to be a playoff team. But in terms of betting Alabama to win a national championship or over the win total, I don't know. I'm a little bit – when you have a big question like that at quarterback, Tim, you don't want to bet over. You don't want to bet yes. You don't want to bet on great things to happen when you don't know what you're going to get from the QB.
One thing to keep an eye on, I'm very curious about. So two things about Alabama. Number one is the return of Ryan Grubb. I think that is going to be a massive return. Ryan Grubb was Kalen DeBoer's right-hand man forever and was his offensive coordinator at Washington. Actually went to Alabama, and then a couple days later left to go back to the Pacific Northwest to be Seattle's offensive coordinator. Yeah. Got fired after 1 year. He's back at Alabama. Ty Simpson, as Kalen DeBoer said, is the leader right now after spring ball. Keep an eye on Keelan Russell. People talk about Bryce Underwood as this superstar prospect, which he is. Keelan Russell, in some folks' eyes, was the best quarterback recruit in the country a year ago. So that could be a guy that could potentially pop there. But mm-hmm. Alabama right now, win total sitting at 9.5. All right, a couple other games, Matt. Texas at Georgia. Ooh, buddy, what a game that could potentially be. Texas looking for revenge from a year ago. Remember, they got smoked at home by the Georgia Bulldogs. They're catching 2.5 in Athens. And then some rivalry games, Ohio State, minus 5.5 at Michigan. Can they finally get off the schneid there, Matt, and beat Michigan for the first time in 4 years? Clemson, South Carolina. Of course, South Carolina beat Clemson a year ago. And then Alabama at Auburn. Auburn's a tricky team, man. I'm curious about the Tigers this year. I'm not a huge Hugh Freeze guy, but they've got some pieces that I think could be compelling there. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. We keep watching this. The Little Rock center fielder just made a tremendous catch that would have tied the game. And instead, we head to the bottom of the fourth, Matt, with Little Rock still up 5-4 and the live line down to minus 330 after that catch.
A lot more hope, though, if you bet LSU pregame, because you were down 5-1, now 5-4, and you got a long way to go.
Yep.
It's going to be difficult for the Trojans to wrap this up. Little Rock lead down to 1. Tim, looking at that schedule one more time, college football big game lines.
Mm-hmm.
Texas has got so many big showcase games where Arch Manning's going to have a chance to win that Heisman.
Week one at Ohio State.
At Ohio State, at Florida, at Georgia. Those are just the road games. And you can say, well, yeah, if he loses.
Red River against Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Say, well, if he loses two of those three, he's probably not going to win the Heisman. That doesn't necessarily eliminate him from winning the Heisman, but I think more important is you got the opportunities. You got the big games where if you win a couple of those, there's a good chance he's going to win the Heisman if he's the real deal.
He's the real deal, Matt. You've got so many highlight opportunities. And how about Black Friday against Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Isolated spot there, prime time Black Friday of Thanksgiving weekend. Hey, folks, make sure you start your day with an edge and a game plan. How about checking out the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast? It's your first look at the day's betting lines, sharp action, and market movement. In just 15 minutes, you'll get everything you need to know to make smarter wagers and stay ahead of line moves all before your morning coffee's done. Hosted by VSiN's team of trusted betting experts, the Daily Morning Bets podcast is fast, focused, and built for better. So check it out, the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast. Speaking of podcasts, why not check out the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast as well, as we've got our off-season episodes going. And then come the fall, Matt, you and I back in the saddle every Thursday, breaking down all of the games. We'll get you updated on everything you need to know across baseball right now. Also, something happened today, Matt, in softball that we have not had in 4 years. We'll tell you about that as we wrap things up on the VSiN.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is VSiN Prime Time here on a Monday night. You know, some people say, oh, there's nothing going on. We've had a lot of fun tonight, Matt. Watching baseball, college baseball has been a blast. Murray State going on to the Super Regional as they knock off Ole Miss. And we're continuing to watch this one down in Baton Rouge. Jimmy Ott is chewing his nails right now as his beloved Bayou Bengals did get three runs on the board, top of the fourth. As right now, it is a 5-4 Little Rock lead over LSU in the bottom of the fourth inning right now.
MLB tonight, Mike Trout hits a bomb over the Green Monster. Angels get six runs in the first inning and hold on to beat the Red Sox 7-6. And right now, we've got our game of the night, Mets-Dodgers. Francisco Lindor leads off with a homer. And that's it so far. Mets 1-0 over the Dodgers, top of the third.
The best bet from Aaron Moore earlier in the show was Miami plus a run and a half, which was, I think, minus 120, somewhere in that ballpark. And right now, it is 3-1. Hurricanes, that one in the top of the sixth inning in Southern at Southern Miss, the Hattiesburg Regional. If Miami were to advance, they would take on fellow ACC foe Louisville because, of course, Vanderbilt, the one seed, became the first ever one seed, Matt, to fail to reach the regional final as they were eliminated on Sunday by Wright State. Just a reminder, folks, when we give out best bets on this show, they're always brought to you by our friends over at GBank. And right now, GBank is offering the $500 trifecta with First Bet and us here at VSiN. All you need to do, Matt, is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card. In the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet will give you a $100 deposit match, and VSiN, we complete the trifecta with a free VSiN Pro subscription through August 31st. That's a $200 value. So once again, the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSiN. Head on over to VSiN.com/GBank. This one-time promotion is limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions do apply. That's Matt Eumanns. I'm Tim Murray. Scott Seidenberg coming up top of the hour as the Bayou Bengals, Matt, get out of the jam in the fourth inning. And as I look over, the Miami Hurricanes have extended their lead over Southern Miss right now, as I believe it is now 4-1. They're in Hattiesburg in the top of the sixth inning. So Miami trying to make it to the Super Regionals there with a 4-1 lead over Southern Miss. We've talked quite a bit, certainly about the Stanley Cup final as well as the NBA finals. Right now, Matt, anything that you are eyeing up in either the Stanley Cup final or the NBA finals?
I'm debating a play here on OKC over the Pacers in six.
So exacta?
Yeah. Exacta would be, what did I give you the number earlier? Plus 430.
I wrote it down, yeah, 430.
Plus 430, plus 450, somewhere in that range. OKC and six, but I'm going to have to look at this a little bit more. I know there are a lot of bettors, a lot of handicappers, respected ones out there who think this is going to be a quick series. It's going to be, you know, some will say Thunder sweep. Mostly it's Thunder in five. I think the Pacers are good enough to push this at six. Now, I completely understand how good this OKC defense is. And it's going to be problematic for the Pacers on the offensive end to get the looks, to get the fast break opportunities, get the points off turnovers that they did against the Knicks. Knicks completely fell apart in a couple games in that series. OKC is a much tighter offensive and defensive team that the Pacers are going to – the margin for error is going to be much less for the Pacers. But, Tim, you've seen them when they're efficient offensively. They've got the shooters. They can spread the floor. I think the Pacers are good enough offensively to maybe get this to six games. We had a guest on tonight from Oklahoma City. And you would think a lot of times the homer guest,
Steve McGeehee from News 6 down there.
A lot of times the media people from the home city who cover the Thunder would say, OKC's going to have no problem in this series. Going to roll. Thunder's going to roll. It's going to be four or five games. He said he thinks it's going to be a six or seven game series. The Pacers took out the Bucks, took out the Cavs, took out the Knicks. They've been the comeback kids. They've been down, 15 points in several games and man, to come back to win. Pacers have been pretty good on the road. They got a strong home court. They got the coaching edge. Rick Carlisle, his coaching staff, about as good as it gets. They've been there, done that. Don't forget the OKC Thunder, still a young team with a young coach who's going to the finals for the first time. Teams like that going to the finals for the first time typically don't win in sweeps or five games. They got to struggle a little bit. Now, we know that the Nuggets had the Joker, who's the best player on the planet right now. But, Tim, a Nuggets team, basically with three players, took the Thunder to seven games. I think the Pacers could at least take this to six. So I'm probably going to bet, I don't know if I'll bet a half unit on Thunder in six, half unit Thunder in seven, or just say I'm going to take a shot here with Thunder in six.
And I think the price you mentioned, plus 430 out there on Thunder in six.
In seven games is plus 450.
Right? Yeah, and we have the graphic right here. Right. So Thunder in seven would be 5-1.
5-1.
Thunder in six, plus 450. Thunder in five, plus 250. I talked about it on Sunday on the show. I did lay $1.20 on Thunder minus 2.5 games. Look, I don't feel great about it. I do think the most likely outcome, as you see the odds there, is Thunder in five. I do get worried, certainly, Matt, that this Thunder team has struggled. On the road, 0-7 ATS here in the postseason. I think game three, especially if it's 2-0, Thunder is going to be a great spot for us bettors to look at the Pacers like we did in that T-Wolves series. So we'll see how it all plays out. I think, you know, and we'll be on the air for game one here on VSiN Primetime. So I think from an in-game standpoint, it's going to be a pretty good series because, look, this Pacers team has proven that they are going to continue to fight and scratch and claw all the way back in games. I am a little curious about this game one trend that we talked about with Evan Abrams, where underdogs in game one are 2-8 ATS going back the last 20 years. So I do think game one sets up well for the Thunder. But that said, Matt, let's say that the Thunder take care of business in game one, not a spot that I'm laying nine or anything like that. I think these games are going to be competitive, similar to what we saw a bit last year in the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. Pacers get swept by the Celtics. However, all four of those games, if I remember correctly, were all pretty competitive. And I think the Pacers covered a number of them. So I think it's going to be a competitive series. I just don't know how many ultimately games that the Pacers are going to be pull off at the end. Because I do think what we could see is this Thunder team throwing a lot of pressure at Tyrese Halliburton like they did to Anthony Edwards.
He's got to handle it. And that's one thing about Halliburton. He does not turn the ball over much.
Oh,
but
no.
At the same time, he's not been facing defenses like what the Oklahoma City Thunder will throw at him here in the next week or two. So that's a lot of unanswered questions here, which I think makes it a more intriguing series. So many people I've talked to think this is going to be a walkover. Thunder in five. I'm taking a bit of a contrarian saying I think that's going to be a longer series.
I think both can happen. I think it could be Thunder in five, but I don't expect it to be, you know, 2018 Cavs Warriors, which you had that game one 50-point performance from LeBron, and then it was just an ass-whooping every other game after that. I don't think this is going to be blowout city. I think the Thunder could win in five, but I think they're going to be very competitive games.
One thing you can't forget about the Thunder, it's still an amateur team to
sure.
a certain
very
extent.
Young.
Very young team. When the Thunder took out the T-Wolves in the first two games in the Western Conference Finals, I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard somebody say, Thunder sweep, it's going to be over, Thunder sweep. And then what happened? We took the T-Wolves plus 3.5 in game three at home, and they won by 40.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Won by 40. So don't forget that this OKC team is not bulletproof.
No, they are not, but should be a fun one. No doubt. Edmonton and Florida, I think, is also going to be tremendous. It was last year, and I'm sure Scott will have plenty of analysis on the Stanley Cup coming up top of the hour for you on cashing out as Edmonton and Florida. I won't be back before game one, Matt. Thoughts on the series? Edmonton or Florida would be the way that you would look.
Let's put it this way. You bet with your head, not with your heart. So I've not bet this because I want to see Edmonton win it. I want to see Connor McDavid with a sensational performance and a Canadian team win the cup for the first time since 1993. But I'm going to defer to Scott Seidenberg, who is a puckhead. I say that complimentary.
Yeah.
Scott is a very sharp hockey analyst. He's going to be up next. I'm going to listen to his opinion because I have a lot of respect for the Florida Panthers. 3 years in a row in the Stanley Cup final, well-coached team with a lot of veterans. It's going to be a hell of a series. I don't have an official bet or prediction, so I'll let Scott Seidenberg give you that.
He's got you coming up next. Start your morning with VSiN by the books. And maybe Jensen Lewis will be talking about the Little Rock Trojans. They're up 5-4, headed to the bottom of the fifth inning. For Matt Newman's, I'm Tim Murray. This has been VSiN Primetime.